From the pages of the Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago, this is the news of June 22, 1921. 24 hours in the city jail awaits the first Elgin youth caught shooting firecrackers before July 4th, the police superintendent warned. Numerous complaints of premature celebrations have already been filed. "Why, they're keeping me awake," declared the chief. "The ordinance states specifically that the shooting of firecrackers is prohibited except on July 4th. And instructed department officials to force this measure," he said. In other local news, it was announced there was news related to the pumping station. 3.5 million gallons, or 103 gallons a day for every man, woman, and child, is available in the city. That's exactly what is being pumped in Elgin daily, they added. To keep the mains plugged up, pumps at the water works are pumping water out of the deep wells at the river at the rate of about 145,000 gallons an hour. "Oh yes, we have plenty of water," said William DuBois, pumping station engineer. "Of course, we have to resort to river water to keep the pressure up. We pump some river water as well every day." According to DuBois, about 33% of the water is sent is drawn out of the river. "But we wouldn't have to pump up that much, and we wouldn't have to if we had other water to spare. It is allowed to run at the tap. If people are wasting water by running water at the tap so long, that it'll be cool all day. I'm told that some people allow the water to run hours to keep milk and butter cool. Then don't forget that at least 150,000 gallons are sprinkled daily on the lawns and gardens." In Chicago, the daily amount consumed is about 957 million gallons, or 354 gallons per person. Elgin 100 Years Ago is a presentation of the Elgin Air Historical Society, and I am Jerry Turnquist.